From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast. I'm Janet Mulvey. Today, I'm experimenting with two AI-generated podcast interviewers. The interviewers you're about to hear are not real, but Caleb, the student they talk about, is. He's a student that I met this summer who's saving a ton of money working in Alaska.
Well, today we're diving into an interview with this student, Caleb, who's found, you know, a pretty ingenious way to, like, fast forward on those college tuition bills.
Oh, okay. What'd he do?
He's basically hacking the system by working in Alaska every summer.
Alaska. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a unique one. So what's he doing up there?
Okay. So he's driving tour coaches for this company, Princess Tours.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. And he's saving a ton of money, which is, you know, we've talked about this before.
Right. Right.
The cost of college is just, it's insane these days.
Absolutely. It's a major concern for like almost every student.
Right.
And their families.
Exactly.
So this Caleb, he's figured out a way to kind of get ahead of it.
He really has it. And it's, you know, what's fascinating to me is he's turned like what most people think of as like a summer job, right?
Yeah.
Into this like strategic financial play.
I am a college senior. I go to Boise State University and I'm a psychology major and I drive coaches for Princess Tours. So every year from April to September, I come up here and I drive for 6 months so that I can go to school in the fall and the winter. And then I don't have to work while I go to school.
How much money do you think that you saved as a result of doing this?
Probably close to $30,000.
I mean, that's a serious chunk of change. So tell me a little more about what he's doing up there. Like, how's this even work?
So he's driving these tour coaches, right, for Princess Tours, like you said. But the really interesting thing here, it's not just any job, right? It perfectly aligns with his college schedule.
Oh. Well,
he gets to earn, learn, and still have time to enjoy those, like, you know, those precious student summers.
He's basically got a built-in gap year every year.
Exactly.
I bet that takes some serious planning, though. Like, how did he find this?
Planning, absolutely. And, you know, he actually mentioned this website. I wrote it down, alaskajobtours.com.
Okay.
It sounds like it's a gold mine if you're interested in this kind of seasonal work up in Alaska.
Interesting.
And here's the best part. Princess Tours, they actually help their employees get a commercial driver's license.
Wait, they help with the CDL?
Training included, yeah.
That's a huge perk.
It's amazing.
No wonder he loves it up there. He mentioned something about a 6 month on, 6 month off routine.
Exactly. 6 months on, 6 months off. It's like a whole other approach to work-life balance, isn't it?
Right.
Makes you wonder if the seasonal model could it work in other industries?
Yeah.
Think about the possibilities.
Talk about food for thought. Okay, so he's set for college, but here's the kicker. He plans to keep this up through grad school.
Wow. Now that's dedication.
I know, right?
Sticking with that plan, that's impressive.
It really speaks to the power of having a plan. You know, he didn't just fall into this. Caleb knew his goals, did the research, and found a path that works for him. And not just financially, but like you were saying, personally, too.
Absolutely. It's a great reminder that sometimes the best path is the one less traveled.
It was kind of a lot of hoops to jump through to get here, but it's totally worth it. So once I graduate with my undergrad, my plan at least is to continue to come back every summer until I have the degree that I want. Just so that I've kind of developed this nice routine of 6 months in Alaska working, 6 months of school, back and forth. That way I don't rack up a ton of student debt.
So even if Alaska isn't calling your name, what can you take away from Caleb's story and apply to your own life? Could seasonal work, maybe even in your own field, be an option? What skills could you develop that would translate across different industries? That's something to think about.
Definitely something to think about.
You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast. Complete your degree and keep yourself out of debt. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulvey. Thanks for listening.